You are listening to a podcast from BecomingJewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Maghrebi Jews. Maghrebi Jews, or Maghrebim, are Jews from West African Jewish communities who were connected to known Jewish communities from North Africa, the Middle East, Portugal, and Spain. Historical records attest to the Maghrebim presence at one time in the Ghana, Mali, and Songhai empires, which was called the Bilad al-Sudam. Jews from Morocco, Portugal, and Spain also formed communities off the coast of Senegal and on the islands of Cape Verde. After the rise of Islam in North and West Africa, these communities ceased to exist and have mostly disappeared to migration and assimilation. The earliest Jewish settlements in Africa were in Egypt, Tunisia, and Morocco. These settlements may have been in existence as early as the kingdoms of David and Solomon. These communities were still in existence during the Assyrian invasion of northern Israel in 722 BCE and the Babylonian captivity of Judah in 586 BCE. These communities grew by the arrival of their fellow Jews after the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash in 70 CE. According to historical records, including Tariq al-Sudam, the first recorded Jewish presence in West Africa may have emerged with the arrival of the first Zuwa ruler, Zuwa al-Iman, of Kukia near the Niger River. Local legends report that Zuwa al-Iman was a member of one of the Jewish communities, who either voluntarily moved or was transported from Yemen by the Ethiopians in the 6th century CE after the defeat of Du Nuwas. In the 8th century, the Radhanim, a group of multilingual Jewish traders, settled in Timbuktu and its environs. In the 10th century, the Jews of Baghdad experienced a hostile social and political environment. As a result, many Jewish traders left for Northwest Africa, and Tunisia in particular. The text of Tariq al-Fatas described a community called the B'nai Israel that existed in Dirdirma, Mali, in 1402. In the 15th century, many Jews migrated south to the Timbuktu area in an attempt to escape the persecution in Spain. Among these immigrants were the family Kahat, who formed the villages of Kirshamba, Hambomo, and Kongorara near Timbuktu that still exist today. In 1492, Askia Mohammed I came to power and decreed that Jews must either convert to Islam or leave the area of Mali. Rabbi Mordecai Abi Saror and several other Jews emigrated from Morocco to Timbuktu in 1860. Rabbi Saror negotiated with the local Muslim authorities to obtain dhimmi status. The newly arrived Jews meant that there were at least 10 adult male Jews to form a minyan. As a result, the community established a synagogue and cemetery. In the mid-1990s, thousands of hidden Jews began a Malian Jewish revival in Timbuktu, with many reclaiming their Jewish heritage. By the early 20th century, no Jews remained in Mali. Jewish settlement in Algeria can be traced back to the first centuries of the Common Era. In the 14th century, with the deteriorating conditions in Spain, many Spanish Jews moved to Algeria. In 1830, the French occupied Algeria and the Jews adopted French culture and were granted French citizenship. Pre-World War II, there were approximately 120,000 Algerian Jews. In 1934, Muslims rampaged in Constantine, incited by events in Nazi Germany, killing 25 Jews and injuring many others. Algerian Jews were persecuted during the 1940s under Vichy rule, and by 1955, there were 140,000 Jews in Algeria. After Algerian independence in 1962, the Algerian government harassed the Jewish community and deprived them of their economic rights. Due to the oppressive government, over almost 130,000 Jews emigrated from Algeria to France. Since 1948, 25,681 Jews have immigrated to Israel. Most of the remaining Algerian Jews live in Algiers, and there are no remaining rabbis or synagogues. According to tradition, the first Jewish settlers in the area of Tunisia came to the area before the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash in the 6th century BCE. The presence of Jews has also been attested to in the historical records via ruins of an ancient synagogue dating to the 3rd to 5th century CE. Justinian I, in 534 CE, issued his edict of persecution in which the Jews of Tunisia were classed as heathens. In the 7th century, the Jewish population grew with the influx of Spanish immigrants fleeing persecution. Tunisia was the only Arab country to come under direct Nazi occupation during World War II, where Jews were persecuted under Nazi rule. In 1956, Tunisia gained independence, and a series of governmental anti-Jewish decrees were established. In 1958, Tunisia's Jewish Community Council was abolished, and Jewish quarters, cemeteries, and synagogues were destroyed. As a result, more than 40,000 Tunisian Jews immigrated to Israel, and by 1967, the country's Jewish population shrank to 20,000. During the Six-Day War, Arab mobs attacked Jews and their property, which prompted 7,000 Jews to immigrate to France. Currently, the Tunisian government provides heavy protection for the Tunisian Jewish communities. Today, there are approximately 1,300 Jews in Tunisia. As early as Roman times, Moroccan Jews began to travel inland to trade with groups of Berbers, nomads who dwelt in the Atlas Mountains. The Moroccan Jews lived side by side with the Berbers and forged economic and cultural ties. Some Berbers began practicing Judaism. When the Muslims swept across North Africa, Jews and Berbers defied them together. There seems to be little doubt that Jewish blood had largely mixed with that of the Berbers living in the Moroccan and Algerian Sahara. Some Berber clans may have been Jews at one time. After the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash in Jerusalem in 70 CE, many Jews settled in Morocco. In the 7th century, these communities were joined by Jews from the Iberian Peninsula who were fleeing persecution. At the end of this century, Morocco became under the dominion of the Arabs, and the Jews became defined as Dhimmi. The Dhimmi status was ended under the reign of Almohades, who came to power in 1146. Jews were forced to either convert to Islam or leave the country. In the earliest 16th century, Jews escaping from the Inquisition in Portugal settled in the Moroccan Jewish communities. The Jewish communities in Morocco have suffered under various rules through the early 20th century. Prior to World War II, the Moroccan Jewish community was 225,000. Even though they were not deported during the war, they suffered persecution under the Vichy government. In 1948, riots broke out that led to the deaths of 44 Jews, with many others wounded. An unofficial boycott against Moroccan Jews was also instigated in 1948. In 1956, after Morocco declared independence, Jewish immigration to Israel was suspended. Jewish immigration was reinstituted in 1963, when more than 100,000 Moroccan Jews immigrated to Israel. In 2003, there were approximately 5,500 Jews in Morocco. Morocco has the most tolerant environment for Jews in the Arab world. Jews have lived in Libya, many immigrating from Egypt, since the 3rd century BCE under Greek rule. In 1911, Libya was colonized by Italy, and by 1931, there were 21,000 Jews living in Libya, mostly in Tripoli. In the late 1930s, the fascist Italian government began passing anti-Semitic laws. In 1942, German troops occupied the Jewish quarter at Benghazi, plundering shops and deporting 2,000 Jews to labor camps. After World War II, anti-Jewish violence caused many Jews to leave the country, many immigrating to Israel. In 1945, a pogrom took place in Tripoli, which led to the killing of 140 Jews, hundreds more wounded, and nearly every synagogue looted. In 1948, rioters killed 12 Jews and destroyed 280 Jewish homes. In 1951, Libya was granted independence and membership in the Arab League, which led thousands of Jews to flee the country. After the Six-Day War, the 7,000 Jews of Libya were subjected to pogroms that led to the deaths of 18 Jews and scores injured. This incident sparked a near-total exodus of Jews from Libya, leaving less than 100 Jews. When Colonel Gaddafi came to power in 1969, all Jewish property was confiscated and all debts owed to Jews canceled. The last living Jew in Libya, Esmeralda McNaghi, died in February 2002. Thanks for listening to Maghrabi Jews. Shalom.